Danny and Alicia thought their family was done until they listened to Focus on the Family.
They said something in that broadcast about being willing to open your heart to a child that may need a home. And I remember praying in the car that day and saying, Lord, if that is the direction that you ever want to take us, I just want you to know that I'm open to that.
Today, Danny and Alicia are proud parents to baby Chloe.
What I love about Focus on the Family now more than ever is that it encourages people and inspires people into a life of abundance serving God. But not only does it do that, but it challenges us to take risks for the kingdom.
I'm Jim Daly. Help us find more adoptive parents like Danny and Alicia. And when you donate today, your gift will be doubled. Visit focusonthefamily.com/strengthenfamilies.
On today's special edition of Focus on the Family, you're going to hear an engaging presentation from our Adventures in Odyssey team.
Aren't you kind of young to be king?
Yes, I'm only 8.
Slimy can do amazing things. Some have even seen him fly.
It is the angel of the Lord.
Okay.
You're going to have a fun journey with us today. Your host is Focus President and author Jim Daly, and I'm John Fuller.
Hey John, one of my favorite things we've been able to do during the pandemic is offer a free trial of our Adventures in Odyssey Club. Not only are these dramas one of the best things we do here at Focus to communicate the gospel message, they're also a lot of fun, and we're hearing from many of you that Odyssey has been a great source of comfort and a stress relief during this time.
And I think, Jim, if I recall correctly, the number is almost 100,000 families have signed up for that free trial. That's an indicator of the need that we're meeting right now.
Yes, and today we wanted to share an episode on our daily broadcast. It takes us into some of the lesser-known stories of the Bible. You'll meet a sorcerer, a young king, even a talking donkey. It's a great reminder of how important it is to read God's Word, and then to reread His Word, and to stay in it as much as possible. The lessons we learn go right to the heart of this life, and we wanted to share an exciting Adventures in Odyssey with you.
And you can find out more about the free trial for the Adventures in Odyssey Club, which continues all through the month of June. Click the link in the episode show notes. Let's go ahead and hear this special presentation. It's called Hidden Gems, and it's today's special edition of Focus on the Family.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, hi, Olivia!
Hi.
I'm sorry, I was just caught up in a good story.
Oh, what are you reading?
The story of Abraham.
The president?
Oh, the one in the Bible. Can I get you anything?
Oh, no thanks. Don't you already know the story of Abraham?
Well, of course, but I never get tired of reading it. It's a powerful story, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but I'm just not big on reading the same thing over and over. You've read the whole Bible, right?
Yes.
How many times?
Well, I don't know. I started reading it when I was younger than you.
Whoa. So if you read it once every 2 years for like 100 years.
100 years? How old do you think I am?
I'm rounding up.
Uh-huh.
It just seems like you'd know pretty much everything in the Bible by now.
Well, actually, I seem to learn something new no matter how many times I read a particular passage.
It's just too bad there aren't any new stories in the Bible. You know, something that could surprise me like a good book can.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of Bible stories that you don't know.
No. I've been reading the Bible for a long time, too. I know every story in there.
Ah, well, what if I could come up with a story you've never heard of?
No way.
I accept your challenge.
My challenge?
Follow me to the Bible room. All right, just a few last adjustments, and there.
If I already know the story, do I get a prize? You said this was a challenge, right?
Well, I'm sure I can find a way to reward you.
Will it involve ice cream?
What else?
Bring it on! Okay, what do I do?
Step through this door.
Okay. See? Yeah. Ah! Whoa! Okay, I can figure this out. Hot fudge is writing on it. people running. I hope this isn't Noah and the Flood.
He's outside the temple! Hurry!
The temple? Okay. Could be Old or New Testament. Excuse me?
Yes?
Hi, what's going on at the temple?
A man who has the power of God is there. I'm gonna meet him.
Easy peasy, Mr. Whitaker. I know every Jesus story there is. Can I go with you to the temple?
Of course!
Great. So, have you met Jesus before?
Who?
The man we're going to see.
We're not going to see any Jesus. We're going to see Simon, the great power.
Simon? Oh, you mean Simon Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. Mm-hmm. Very tricky, Mr. Whitaker.
My name is Marcus.
Right. So, what's Simon doing at the temple? Preaching?
No, he's a magician.
He's pulling a rabbit out of a hat?
Don't be foolish. Simon can do amazing things. Some have even seen him fly.
What? I don't think anyone in the Bible could fly. Unless it was in a fiery chariot.
You don't believe me?
I'm afraid not.
Soon you will. Come along.
Welcome, one and all.
That Simon?
Yes.
He doesn't look that great to me.
You'll see. Simon! Oh, great one!
What is it?
My wife is very sick.
And you wish for me to heal her?
I do.
What will you give to show her value to you?
I have 3 months' wages here. Take it.
Put it in that pot. Fear not! The smoke is my power at work.
That's it? That looks like something I did in chemistry class.
Bring more money tomorrow. Then your wife will be healed.
But that was all I had.
Such a small amount is not enough. If you want much, you must give much.
I will try to scrape up more. I will.
Bring it tomorrow. Then you will witness amazing wonders.
Thank you, great Simon.
You're not Simon Peter, are you?
What did you say, child?
Does your magic come from Jesus?
Jesus? Hardly. I am the great...
Simon.
Ah, Johanna. You brought the money?
No, I didn't.
Then why have you come? You know I require money beforehand.
Well, I've had a change of heart. I don't want to go through with it.
You've reconciled with Dinah?
No.
Oh, so she's still your enemy?
Yes, but...
Don't you want relief from her, Johanna? Don't you want her to know that you are in control? You must punish her.
Punish her?
The curse isn't permanent. She will experience pain for a few days, and then it will pass.
Well, that's why I came. To make sure you didn't curse her. I found another way.
And what is that?
After I met with you, I heard a man named Philip. He's preaching and baptizing by the river, and he told me about Jesus. Philip says Jesus came to save us from our sin. He spoke of forgiveness.
I've heard of Jesus' words, and that's all they are. Words. He's long dead and can't help you. Only I can. And since you're obviously troubled, I can arrange the curse for him. Half the amount we discussed?
I don't want to curse Dinah. I'm going to tell her I forgive her. You should hear Philip's message, Simon. Goodbye.
Come back when you see how far forgiveness gets you with a woman like Dinah. I should give her a rash.
Were you going to put some kind of spell on Dinah?
Yes.
How could you do that?
I'm a magician. I can do many amazing things.
More like horrible things. You know, you should listen to that lady. Go see Philip and hear about forgiveness and peace.
Perhaps I will. If people are listening to him, I need to learn his secrets.
He doesn't have secrets. He has the message of Jesus.
Enough. Away with you.
Rise to new life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Who are you?
I understand that baptism can be disorienting, child. I am Philip, remember?
Oh, yes, right. Sorry. Thank you.
And who is next? Ah, Martha.
Wow. I was just baptized by an apostle.
Where is Peter? I must see him.
Simon, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's you again. You did say I should meet Philip, and I must say you were right. He performs astounding miracles. It's very impressive.
You're all wet. Did you get baptized, too?
Yes, of course. Don't ask silly questions, you obnoxious child. Now, where is this Peter?
Why do you want him?
Why? People are being healed, demons cast out. It's amazing.
Yes, it is.
If I could do the same, crowds would flock to me and pay the steepest prices.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ah, that must be him, the man placing his hands on new believers. At last I have my chance. Excuse me, Peter.
Yes?
Greetings. I am Simon. I've been following Philip for several days. I made him an offer, but he wouldn't take it. I thought that you might be more reasonable. Here.
What is it?
Silver. More than you ever seen, I'm sure. Take it. All I ask is that in return you share your power with me. Then, when I touch people, they too will receive this Holy Spirit.
Be gone from me, servant of iniquity.
What? Wait.
May your silver perish with you. You cannot buy the gift of God with money. You blaspheme against the Most High God, and he himself will deal with you.
What? No. Pray to the Lord for me, Peter, that your God does not strike me down.
Repent of your wickedness. Turn away from evil doing and seek God for forgiveness. Now go and take your money with you.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
Are you with that man?
Who, me? No. No, 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 no. I was just baptized by Philip.
Do you come for prayer, then?
You mean you would pray for me?
Of course, child. Gladly. Come forward.
Yes, sir. Wow.
So, Olivia, did you recognize the story?
Are you sure Simon was mentioned in the Bible?
He certainly was. Acts chapter 8.
Ha! I must have missed that one. Can I have another chance at that Sunday? I missed one story, but there's no way that there are two Bible stories that I haven't already read.
I'm game. Go through that door to your right.
Okay.
Move, girl.
Huh?
Foolish child. You've made my donkey stop again.
Oh, sorry.
Move, you miserable beast. Move or feel my staff. Walk. Forward. Move, I say.
Hey, stop that. Stop hurting that poor mule.
It's a donkey, and I most certainly can. He deserves it. He's being obnoxiously stubborn.
Aren't donkeys always stubborn? You don't beat a pig because it's dirty.
Insolent child. Guard your tongue, or I'll use this stick on you.
Whew. Well, why are you in such a hurry anyway?
Not that it's any of your business, but I've been summoned by the king of Moab.
I guess that's important.
Yes, it is. But I'll never get there if this stubborn animal refuses to move.
So much for no animals being harmed in the making of this adventure.
At last. You'd better come along with me.
Really?
You can't be out in the desert all alone. It's not safe.
Won't both of us riding him be too heavy?
He's carried heavier.
I'm not sure if that's an insult, but okay. Oh. I'm Olivia, by the way.
And I am Balaam.
So, why are you going to see the king?
He wants my help with the battle he's planning.
Who are they fighting?
The Israelites.
The king wants to fight against them? Do you really think you should help him?
God himself has given me permission to go.
Really?
Of course. Would you like a grape?
Are you supposed to grab things off someone else's property like that?
I know the owners of the vineyards on both sides of us. This one belongs to... not again. Get along.
Oh, you're not going to hit it, are you?
Move, you foul beast. Go!
You don't have to get violent. I'll get down and pull him from the front.
Very well.
All right. Come on, old boy. You can do it.
That's working so well.
Come on. Before the bad man hits you again.
He doesn't respond to coddling. Move aside.
Wait.
Move on. Finally.
What happened?
He trapped my foot against the wall. You horrible. Whoa. What? Get back up. Now. What's wrong with this animal?
Maybe he's tired.
He's defiant. Make a fool of me, will you? Get
you. Please, stop!
Not really.
What have I done to make you beat me?
Did your donkey just talk?
You have made a fool of me. If only I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you right now.
Aren't I your donkey? Haven't you ridden me all your life? Have I ever acted like this before?
No.
This is in the Bible?
Look and see what is waiting for you in the road.
I see nothing.
Who is that?
It is the angel of the Lord. Bow low with your face to the ground.
Okay.
Balaam, why have you beaten your donkey?
He refused to obey me.
I was standing in the donkey's way.
But why?
Because your path is a reckless one. If your donkey had not stopped, I would have killed you.
But the Lord gave me permission to go.
To rise and go, yes. Only to do what the Lord tells you. But God sees that your heart is persuaded by the money the king offers you.
I've sinned. I will return home.
No. Go to the king. But you are not to call down a curse upon Israel.
What shall I say?
You are to say, how can I curse those whom God has not cursed, or denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?
I am to bless them?
They are the Lord's own people.
I will obey the Lord. I will speak only the message that he puts in my mouth.
Finally, Balaam, you're starting to make sense.
Olivia, did you know that one?
Nope. I had no idea that the Bible had a story about a talking donkey.
It's from the book of Numbers. It shows what great lengths God will go to in order to get his point across.
Kind of like you with these imagination station adventures.
I suppose so. So, what point do you think these two stories make?
I thought the point was that there are Bible stories that I've never heard of.
Well, that's where we started. But what else? What did those two stories have in common?
Okay, well, both Simon and Balaam were greedy. They both worked against God's people.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Both of them had a chance to change. Peter told Simon to repent, and the angel told Balaam what he should do.
Very good. All of us have the choice to obey God. Some choose poorly. But God's word always contains the power to change men's hearts.
Even with the lesser-known stories.
That's right. That's why it's so important to read God's word every day. Now, that simple act invites God to disciple us, encourage us, discipline us, and direct us. And reading about God's actions in history, well, helps me get to know him better, too.
I didn't think of it that way. It's like God talking to us.
That's right. So, would you like to try out one more story?
You bet.
Then take this.
A glass of water?
Uh-huh. You'll be giving it to the king of Israel. Go through that door.
Oh, the Bible is so cool.
We need to take the decision out of his hands.
Wow, this place is huge.
Is the king. He is the king.
I don't see the king.
How can we
excuse me. Hi. Which way to the king? I brought him some water.
King Josiah is in the royal bedroom. Through that door. Be quick.
Oh, yes, sir.
Josiah?
I don't think I've ever heard of that king.
Josiah, of course.
Hello? King Josiah? I brought you some water.
Yes, thank you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Aren't you kind of young to be king?
Yes, I'm only 8. I never thought my father would die.
When did it happen?
A few days ago. He was killed right here in the palace.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
King Josiah.
Come in.
The priests of Baal have arrived.
What do they want?
They're hoping to enlarge their temple.
What should I tell them?
Many of your people worship Baal. It would be unwise to upset anyone at the beginning of your reign, my king.
What will my father do?
Your father worshipped Baal, just as his father before him. He allowed the priests to do as they pleased.
Show the priests in. I'll come in a moment.
Very good. Thank you, king.
Baal? Isn't that a false god?
You aren't a worshiper of Baal?
No. No, I worship God, the true God.
So do I.
Then why would you meet with the priests of Baal?
I'm just a child, ruling over the whole nation of Judah. I don't know what I'm doing. This morning, there were other prophets here, asking to build Asherah poles.
What did you say?
I told them to do what they think is best. They're adults. They know more than I do.
But you do know something they don't.
What?
Who the true God is. Shouldn't you do what pleases him instead of what might please some of the people?
The priests are waiting, my lord. You, girl, bring the king and his guests refreshments.
Yes, sir.
That door is for the servants.
Right.
No, this is just like the tax that was proposed last week.
Whoa.
It's unlawful.
This must be the throne room.
Your father approved many similar taxes.
I am not my father or my grandfather. The tax will not be levied. That will be the end of it.
Very well, King Josiah.
Josiah?
Yes?
Wow, you're all grown up.
Why are you here? Are you a servant? You seem familiar.
Yes, I am. Do you need a glass of water?
Your Majesty.
Come forward, Shaphan.
We have turned over the money collected at the Temple of the Lord to the workers who are cleaning it, just as you ordered.
Very good.
During the restoration, Hilkiah the High Priest found this scroll.
What is it?
The Book of the Law.
I've never heard of this book.
It has been lost for generations.
Have you read it?
I have, sire. And I believe you'll want to hear its words. I have selected a few sections.
Then read them to me.
You are to be my holy people, who belong to the Lord your God. Be careful to do everything I have said to you. Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. Sire?
Continue.
Do not put your trust in idols or make metal images of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God.
Go on.
This is from much later. Israel abandoned the God who made them. They stirred up his jealousy by worshipping foreign gods. The Lord saw them and drew back. He said, I will abandon them, for they are a twisted generation, children without faith. They have...
Stop!
Your Majesty?
God's anger against our nation must be very great. We haven't obeyed his commands or observed his laws for many generations. Call for Hilkiah. Command him to pray to the Lord for us.
Yes, sire.
We've made offerings to other gods. There's no end of our sins against him.
You've become a wise king, Josiah.
I hope it's not too late. What's happening, Shaphan? Has the priest carried out my orders?
Yes, sire. He's removed everything from the temple that was used to worship other gods.
Good. There is so much more to do. Tomorrow, we will gather all the people of the land, and I shall read the entire book of the law that was found in the temple. We will obey the Lord.
I also have a message from the prophetess Huldah, sire.
What is it?
She said that because you humbled yourself before the Lord and were repentant before him, your reign will see peace and be blessed.
God is very gracious. I make this covenant. To walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and statutes with all my heart and soul. To know and follow his word all the days of my life. And to lead this nation to do the same.
Very good, my king.
You're a wise ruler, Josiah.
It would be foolish to ignore God's words and his instructions for us. We must read that book over and over.
Yes, every part of it.
Thank you.
Well, what a delightful and really meaningful presentation we've had today on Focus on the Family. That's from our Adventures in Odyssey team. It's called Hidden Gems. And Jim, what a positive message in that drama.
Well, it is. And as I said at the beginning, we've been able to offer a free trial of Adventures in Odyssey Club during this pandemic time. And we've really been amazed by the response.
Well, we have. And we're hearing not only from kids, but from parents and grandparents, even people in prison. One comment came from a 22-year-old college student. It was really powerful. And we have a clip to share of her talking about her experience.
When I was growing up, I was living in a pretty unstable, unpredictable environment. And during that time, Adventures in Odyssey was always a comfort for me. So during the middle of this pandemic, I have felt pretty lonely and alone. My mom has early onset Alzheimer's, and my foster mom just passed away last year. So I was praying on my couch at 3 in the morning, and I just felt this peace wash over me, and I remembered Adventures in Odyssey. And at 3 in the morning, I Googled Adventures in Odyssey and saw that Focus on the Family was offering a 28-day trial with all the episodes for free in the middle of the pandemic. And so I started listening to all of my favorite episodes starting at 3 in the morning, and I just felt that comfort and that peace wash over me again, and I felt like I was going home to Odyssey.
John, that college student, Rory, I called her because her story is so close to my own, the struggles that she had as a young girl in a dysfunctional family. And my heart goes out to her because I can feel that pain and that loneliness. I know exactly what she's talking about. But what a great thing that Adventures in Odyssey is able to reach out to someone like Rory and literally millions of others and to bring comfort and to bring a biblical, entertaining biblical expression into their lives. And this, again, happens from ages 5 years old all the way to, you know, 85 years old. So Odyssey does a great job in that way.
It does. And that's one reason we're extending the free trial for Adventures in Odyssey Club, which makes all 800-plus episodes available on demand anytime, day or night. We want to bring this biblically-based source of comfort and entertainment to you and your family. Sign up today for the free trial and see all the extra activities that accompany each episode. Just click the link in the episode show notes.
John, I really want to say thank you to all of the financial supporters who make this kind of free trial available for someone like Rory. And again, kids of all ages who need some help. Odyssey is a great way to kind of digest the Bible in a very entertaining approach, top voice actors, etc. Hey, let me turn to you as well. I know many people are hurting right now. I know 40 million people or so are out of work. We get that. You know, every day we reach a couple of million people through the radio, the podcast, etc. And every year, about 200,000 households support Focus out of that, you know, 7 million listenership on a weekly level.
It's a pretty small number.
It's a pretty small number. And I just need to make that appeal to you that if you can, if you haven't supported Focus or it's been a long time, can we hear from you right now? I mean, we need to continue to help people, to reach out for people, not only with entertainment, biblical entertainment, but also to counsel marriages that are breaking up, to help scholarship them into our Hope Restored program, to save a baby's life. There are so many good things happening here, and I'd really want to make an appeal to reach beyond the 200,000 households that are supporting Focus. Maybe we can hit 250,000, 300,000 households. So if you can you make a gift today? And it doesn't have to be a lot. $25 would be a great way to start your support here at Focus on the Family.
Yeah, that one-time gift or a monthly pledge makes all the difference for us. And right now we have a matching gift opportunity. So every donation made right now is doubled and goes twice as far. You can join our support team or rejoin the team by calling 800-A-FAMILY or click the link in the episode show notes. On behalf of Jim Daly and the entire team, thanks for joining us today for Focus on the Family. I'm John Fuller, inviting you back as we once again help you and your family thrive in Christ.
Thank you. With all that's happening in the world right now, you may be looking for ways to both entertain and encourage your family. We would like to help you do just that by giving you a 28-day free trial of the Adventures in Odyssey Club, where you can find our back catalog of Adventures in Odyssey programs. These exciting episodes are a great way to keep you and your family connected to truth as you continue to navigate through significant changes to your lives. So go to AIOclub.org and get started on your free 28 days of Adventures in Odyssey. That's AIOclub.org.